Okay, so at the Seder, we read the Parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid, the Parsha of Bikurim, and the question all the Yishonim are grappling with is, of all the Parshas in the Torah discusses this time, why is it that the Parsha of Bikurim is one that's chosen to be read at Lil Seder? So perhaps the idea is as follows. If we look at the Parsha of Bikurim, there's really two main themes. There's the theme of Yitzhus and Simon, the history of Klal Yisrael. In addition, there's the theme of Eretz Yisrael and the Hodah for Eretz Yisrael. So when the farmer brings his new fruits to the Beis Hamikdash, he's not only thanking Hashem for all of our history, but he's also thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps at the night of the Seder, what the idea is that we're not only thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for what he did to our forefathers in Egypt when he took us out, we're also thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu at Leil Seder itself for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Because when Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he took us out of a plan and an ultimate purpose and a goal in mind. What was that goal? That goal is to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. So Leil Seder, it's a night which is above time. We're not only living in the past, we're not only re-experiencing the Exodus ourselves, but we're also looking forward to the future, also reminding ourselves that there's eventually going to be Geula again, and we're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to be where we belong, where eventually we're going to belong. So the significance of the Parsha of Bikurim, it's what allows us to tap into the past. It allows us to connect back to the past of the Jewish people, but it's also allowing us to look forwards to the ultimate gula of being able to live in Eretz Yisrael Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. So I think this message and idea is something which is more important than ever now, going on with everything Eretz Yisrael. The Goyim, they're trying to take away Eretz Yisrael away from us. But no, Dafka and Leil Seder, the night where our nation was formed, we were reminding ourselves that Eretz Yisrael is given to the Jewish people, and ultimately in the future Geula, that's where we're going to be. We're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Kanfei Hashchina.